And welcome back to part two of the National Radio Club's DX audio service for June 1991. Hello, I'm Fred Vobey. Well, let's get right into the thick of things with the musings from members column. These are the thoughts of the NRC members, and the opinions expressed in this column are those of the individual speaker and writer, and do not necessarily reflect those of the editors, publishers, or the National Radio Club Incorporated.
Good morning, Fred. Good morning to all of the other subscribers to the DX audio service. Paul Burkhardt from Watertown, Massachusetts here. This is the 26th, I think it is. No, 25th of April. I would like to ask one thing of the audio service. We've had on these various market scopes areas of the country that have been exposed as far as the radio reception goes. My suggestion is we haven't had any band scans of some of the Caribbean islands like Puerto Rico or the Bahamas or stuff like that. Or we haven't had really any band scans of the dial from like Hawaii and Alaska or overseas band scans. Just to see how the dial sounds like from between 540 and 1600 kilocycles, or from 88.1 to 107.9. That might be something for the Travelog, either Travelog or the Market Scope at some time. But this might be a suggestion. When you do a Market Scope of an area, do it from one end of the dial of another and say what stations there is, so give people a better idea of what they're listening to. If they want to travel someplace, might be a good thing to do. That is all that we have for this month.
Hello, Fred. This is Pat Cassidy calling on Monday morning, April 29th, 1991. Just like to report to you a hot bulletin, so to speak. At 1:30 a.m. this morning, daylight time, about 20 minutes ago, we lost a station here in Wilmington, Delaware. WAMS on 1380 has to leave the air until the fall at the earliest because the land in which their transmitters are located has to be sold and their studios have to be moved and they don't have a place to go yet. So WAMS will be silent through most of the summer and into the fall, and we'll let you know. I'll let you know when it goes back on the air, if it does. Also, I'd just like to say hello to Victor Schmidt out there in the club. I went to school with him at the Maryland School for the Blind. I graduated in 69. I hope Victor remembers me. And as far as the service on where you have the stations, where you summarize stations, one market radio scope, I guess it's called, I would like to see it improve where all the stations are noted whenever you're doing a market scope. I want to let you know I enjoy the service very much, and keep up the good work, and have a good day.
Bye. Good morning, Fred. Good morning to all the DX Audio Service subscribers here. Paul Burkhardt from Watertown, Massachusetts, here on Thursday, May 2nd of 1991. For all of you that are Rush Limbaugh fans, Rush Limbaugh is now on radio station WHDH at 850 in Boston. He began yesterday from 1 to 4. He is on every Monday through Friday from 1 to 4. That syndicated show that is from the studios of WABC in New York, EIB, which means Excellence in Broadcasting. I think it's a very refreshingly good show. I hope that those of you who are want to hear him can hear him here in New England. So that's the story. Rush Limbaugh is now on WHDH from 1 to 4, Monday through Fridays. Thank you much.
Hi, Fred, and members of the DX Audio Service. A format change to be, but at least a change in structure for the 970 in Portland. This is Rick, by the way, in the Dalles, Oregon. Didn't mention that, but I know who I am, so sometimes I forget. Anyway, we have a format change. They are right now, the station which was KESI and Beautiful Music, they changed, I guess, about a year ago. They change about every year, it seems. They are now running a loop cart of about 3 minutes duration with some disco-sounding instrumental music, interspersed with announcements that alternative music is coming finally to the Portland radio dial, that the beat starts May 18th. Also, they call it the beat of the 90s. Beyond that, I know nothing more except that they are identifying as KBBT.
This is my answering machine calling your answering machine, so let your answering machine know that my answering machine wants to call yours. So call me back.
Well, hi, this is Randy Michaels from Jefferson City, and my companion with me. Okay. Mike told me this was the action phone, and I just want to tell everybody at the DX Audio Service that I have an ID tape. It's about an hour, more than 3 hours long now. It's nothing but IDs, one after another, if you could imagine that. What I want to do is propose maybe a little trade where I could give a copy of that to some ID, to some DXers in exchange, that they can give me a whole bunch of IDs from their market. I could explain it more to you if you want to give me a call, Fred. Area code 314-635-0080, and I thought I'd kind of get that going. It's something probably a lot of people haven't heard of, but it's nothing but IDs, more than 3 hours of ID after ID. So if you can give me a call, that'd be great. Thanks.
Hello, this is Dan Perrin from Mount Clemens, Michigan, and I just wanted to say that, okay, this is May 12th, and that during the last week of April, WEOL out of Elyria was off the air late at night, and there was a station, I didn't get the call letters. It was out of Quincy, Illinois, and it was carrying the Larry King Show. Also, I wanted to say that there is a new station on the air here in Mount Clemens. WKSG has gone off the air. WKSG was 102.7, and the new station is called WXCD, and they are new age jazz, you know, mellow rock, soft stuff, or, you know, soft music type. And WKSG was an oldie station, but WXCD has taken its place there. They play all CDs, and they're in automated format. Okay. Take it easy, and I'll be looking forward to the next DX Audio Service. Okay, take it easy. Bye.
Hi, friends. Jim Snowbarger reporting from Central Iowa about the GE Super Radio that I told you last month I was going to get. I got it. And it's true, the 910 kilohertz problem no longer exists. So AM is wide open. There is, however, a blemish at 96.3 on FM, which is the ninth harmonic of the 10.7 megahertz FMIF. It's not really bad, but it's there enough that it messes up a 100 kilowatt station about 90 miles away from here. So it's there. I think the GE Super Radio is a pretty good radio, but after listening to that, comparing it to the 2010, there's a lot more 10 kilohertz whistle in that. It's a lot less selective, and I think for serious DXing, you need something that's a little more focused. Speaking of the 2010 and the use of the loop antenna I've been talking about the last couple of months, which if you've missed it, it's basically five turns of wire around a square, 4 foot per side, in parallel with a tuning capacitor. I have pulled WBAP in here in the daytime from Dallas. Not well, mind you. I got to have pretty much silence from Minneapolis and Kansas City to do it on adjacent channels, but I can definitely identify them. And that's a haul. That's about 700 miles. 700 miles in the daytime. In WLW in the daytime, I can get them okay with the RF gain all the way down. So we're talking major gains here. Having fun with the AM in the daytime. It's a new way to look at AM, I guess. Daytime DX. See you next month.
Greetings, Fred and everyone. This is Tom Likens in Louisa, Kentucky, the gem city of the Big Sandy Valley, reporting for the DX Audio Service on Thursday, May 16, 1991. Well, it's finally happened. My days of listening to Cool Gold in Columbus, WCOL-FM, are history, as WSAC in Louisa will begin their operations at 5 a.m. Friday, May 17, 1991. Currently, they are testing their equipment. And if I want to hear Cool Gold, I'll have to wait till after midnight to listen to them. So it's goodbye to everybody in Columbus as far as listening to Cool Gold. And about a year ago, we lost listening to WBNS-FM because of WXVK. So it looks like that the DX on FM is slowly but surely ending. Thank you, Fred. We'll see you later.
Hi, this is Don Lee calling from Melbourne, Florida. I have three things to report. First of all, WAMT in Titusville, Florida, on 1060, it's about 50 or 60 miles north of us, is silent. I understand the station is up for sale. They have been running a Spanish format for the past year or so. WMEL in Melbourne is still off the air on 920. They were testing a few weeks ago, but I understand they are definitely still going to remain off the air. And also 1390 from Charleston, South Carolina, which comes to us over the water during the day quite well, has been off and on. Sometimes they've been on their night pattern and sometimes on their day pattern. But most of the time they've been off the air. They've been simulcasting with their FM WXTC for the past little while. And I'm beginning to wonder if they're not going to go silent on us. So I guess that's all I have. So really enjoy the DX Audio Service and keep up the good work.
Hi, Fred and Audio Service members. Paul Burkhart from Watertown, Massachusetts, Wednesday, May 22nd. We have a hot piece of news here. As of yesterday morning, 8:15, radio station WRCA in Waltham, Boston, we had a new format change. They are now automated Spanish music during the day. They have English IDs and irregular commercials during the hour, about once an hour or so. But they say, and the IDs say, the following is a paid message. The views expressed do not contain those of WRCA, Waltham, Boston, its staff and management. And that's how they get around their ID. It's a weird change. We don't have Showbiz Radio anymore in the Boston area. What a disappointment. What a real disappointment. I just had to let you people on the audio service know about this. And so we, Boston Radio has gone down the tube again. That's all I have for now. Take care, you all.
And that's all we have here on the Action Line on this edition of the DX Audio Service. If you have something to say, something on your mind, give us a call on the Action Line. Area code 419-224-3916, 24 hours a day. I'd like to remind you that calls to the Action Line should be from members only and also should contain information for Amuse only. Do not send any information to us on the Action Line, such as address changes, reporting loss, tapes, damaged tapes, or perhaps a change of address or whatever, and send that information up to National Radio Club headquarters. We cannot process that information here on the Action Line. Send us your muses whenever you feel like it. Like I said, 24 hours a day, and I like to maybe make a suggestion for the next edition about something which might be interesting. Let's try this and see how this works. Why not tell us what your favorite three radio stations are in your area, and also why. Give us your number one, number two, and number three choice as to the best AM radio station in the area, and tell us why. Then I guess next month we'll do FM and maybe something else. Who knows? Well, speaking of who knows, here's that guy with the big nose. Hey, Phil, come on in here.
Hi, DXers. Phil Lane coming out of your woofer with another edition of Market Scope, the monthly check of AMs and FMs in large and small radio markets across the fruited plain. As you may recall, this month we'll finish out Chicago's FMs with our guest host, Mark Marino. Mark, what's up next?
The next station used to be WKFM, but on April 1st, 1973, RKO General brought in the classic gold format. And this is what they sound like today.
103.5 WFYR 548. 17 degrees with a wind chill of 7 below. Most tolerable this morning. Here's Sharon Cetera at 103.5 WFYR.
Well, here we are again. After all.
WFYR 552. This is Kurt Johnson saying good morning to you. David McKay will be back from vacation next week. We've got Michael Jackson with The Man in the Mirror coming up. First, Dan's going to check on the overnight news for you. Paulo will be along with your traffic checks and more. It's all right here to start your day at 103.5 WFYR.
It's 557, and I'm Dan Parker. WFYR News.
Get your morning moving. 103.5 WFYR.
Continuous soft hits from the top of the Sears Tower to Chicago in the suburbs.
103.5 WFYR. Chicago.
103.5 WFYR, Chicago's Fire. A little drum therapy from Phil Collins this morning. 6:07, 17 degrees with a wind chill of 7 below, high of 30 today. The flurries will get out of the way by this morning. First traffic scan in the morning, here's Paula Fagan.
It's a quiet morning so far. The Eden's no problems. The Kennedy 20 Cumberland to Ohio 10 in the Express. Next traffic scan around 6:20. I'm Paula Fagan.
And we're getting the end of year lists this year, all the rankers for 1989. You know who the number one ranking rock act was? Who took in the most in concerts this year?
I have no idea.
The Rolling Stones.
Ooh, they live on.
45 shows, $80 million. Ooh, if they didn't do it for the money, they're going to be happily surprised. Who got $34 million on their tour? Bon Jovi did $28 million with 113 shows. Yeah, that's what being young will do for you.
Yeah, really.
And the eternally popular Grateful Dead, $26 million from 63 shows.
It's interesting to see these groups who have been around for a while still holding their own.
They just keep that clout going. It's amazing. They're Grateful Dead, though. I don't know if they realize they're still touring.
You know, yeah, really.
Jerry Garcia's like, where am I?
Yeah.
6:08 and 17 degrees in Chicago.
The hours are from 10 in the morning through New Year's Day.
Kurt Johnson for David McKay with the most music in the morning, only at 103.5 WFYR.
It was a real rating sleeper, the sister station of WJJD. Under the calls WJEZ, they featured a beautiful country format. Anyone remember that one? I thought it was kind of neat. But today, they're enjoying their biggest success, playing oldies. But hurry.
All right, well, it's been a fun night for us this night after Christmas. Steve Wallace is next, sitting in for Amy Scott. If you've been drinking, please don't drive. Spread a whole lot of love around. I'll see you tomorrow night at 6 on Magic 104. Gonna leave you with Simon and Garfunkel and the Boxer. Thank you, everybody. Have a great night.
I am just a poor boy.
Just a walking miracle.
And when you hear your favorite oldie, you're listening to Chicago's oldie station, Magic 104.
Hi, Chicagoland, I'm Chubby Checker, and you're listening to the greatest hits of all time on Magic 104.
Come on, everybody! Clap your hands!
Magic Memories, Magic 104.
104 WJMK Chicago. Not quite 6:30. Kurt Schaefer's here for John Priester.
Play more Stones, man.
Cool running. Let's play some Bob Marley. To hell with the Stones.
Reggae.
Yes, man. See, I was just thinking about Priester. He was, all he did for the past 2 weeks before vacation was bitch about the cold weather.
Yeah.
And then he said, I'm going to Florida. And now it's ridiculous. Warmer in Anchorage, Alaska than it is in Florida.
Well, in Chicago we get frost on the pumpkin. In Florida they get snow on the oranges.
Are they fogging the groves as we speak? I know it's a front page story today. The entire citrus crop has been ruined.
Going to be a lot of orange juice floating around in the next couple of months. And not too much fresh fruit at a decent price at the corner grocer.
Oh, man. Yeah. So citrus prices are going this way, and we will be flooded with a glut of juice. Is that the way it's going to work?
When you come back from vacation, you should bring a whole truckload of fruit back with you, and you could probably retire comfortably.
I like the sound of that. And now, ladies and gentlemen, live from the Boom Boom Room in the other studio, here's Kurt Schaefer with the news.
Officials at Cook County Jail hope to double the number of inmates released under the Home Electronic Monitoring Program during the coming year. This 104-second news update brought to you by Honda, who invites you to test drive the new Accord. I'm Kurt Schaefer. Magic 104 News Time is 6:34.
His own teeth. How about that? Magic 104, old-time rock and roll.
Bob Seger.
At 6:40. What already? 6:40 with Fred Winston. Are you back to work yet, or are you still lollygagging after the holidays? How many turkey sandwiches can you eat? Come on, get up. The wind chill 6 below, it's 18 degrees. Currently, morning flurries today. In the headlines, a salute to Silly Putty on its 40th anniversary. No smoking legislation passed, and microwaved money happens to be a problem for Uncle Sam. Details up and coming on News You Can't Use.
Okay, it's the holidays.
WOJO, formerly WEAW, is the home for Spanish music in the Windy City at 105.1 FM.
Estamos informando en WOJO FM 105, la autoridad de noticias.
Feliz, muy feliz año nuevo les desea Carlos Rojas de Morelos.
¡Bomba! WOJO, Evanston, Chicago.
¡Feliz año nuevo!
WXFM was the place where you could hear jazz, blues, soul, big bands, old-time radio, way-out progressive, and whatever somebody felt like buying time to put on, they were welcome. But Cox changed all that in 1984 with an abysmally failure of a format of Top 40 under the call WAGO. But since then, WCKG has been doing quite well with classic rock.
Now, here's more of your favorite classics, back to back and all in a row on all classic rock. 105.9 WCKG, Elmwood Park, Chicago.
The following prescribed is transcribed.
Father, wake up!
Just taking a cat nap, son. What's on your mind?
Classic rock, no doubt. 105.9 WCKG, Chicago's only all-classic rock. Radio Rich Coast here helping you to wind down your year here as we are in the final week of 1989. And I'm still waking up with the quality classics back-to-back guaranteed on a beautiful Wednesday morning. 7 o'clock right now, and CKG's exclusive satellite weather says cloudy with some flurries this morning. A little bit warmer, too.
Is she right?
Of course. If she's saying that it's going to be warmer, she's right. A high of 29. Right now, it's 18 at O'Hare, 17 at Midway, and 16 at the lakefront at 105.9 WCKG. Oh, my gosh. The wind chill's above zero. I'm so surprised. 105.9 WCKG, Chicago's only all classic rock. Radio Rich Coast here, bringing you double the music in the morning. It's above zero. Waking you up with the quality classics back-to-back guaranteed. We just played three in a row for you. Fleetwood Mac and Go Your Own Way from 1977. Before that, Grand Funk and We're an American Band, the title track of that album. And Van Morrison going to Mike from Deerfield, who's working right now. Domino from 1971. Order your own pizza. It's 7:08, 8 minutes after 7. CKG's exclusive satellite weather. Cloudy with some flurries this morning. It will be warmer with a high of 29. If you need any further support, ladies and gentlemen, the wind chill now is 5 above zero. Thank you so much. Yes, life is returning to the planet Earth. At O'Hare right now, 19. Midway, 17. Lakefront, 17 degrees. So it will be a little warmer today, and that's kind of pleasant. Let's see how the traffic is warming up on this.
WLNR was bought by Johnson Publishing in 1985. They didn't change the call letters, but they did give the station a format.
Soft Touch AM and FM at 1044. I kind of like that one. That's 101 North is the name of the group. Song is entitled So Easy on Soft Touch AM and FM. Hey, it's been a fantastic morning, and Barbara is here for the new year, and as you can tell, she's in rare form. Starting your new year off right, huh? Wonder what Barbara had for the New Year Eve, huh? Whatever. That's my claim to fame. Well, she has at least 52 minutes of fantastic music. She's gonna start. She's gonna. I've been hanging out in the streets too long. She's going to give you at least 52 minutes of fantastic music. And with that, about an hour of good dirt dusties. How about that? Sounds good? Yeah, she's got them for you. So you stick around to Soft Touch AM and FM.
Jet Magazine, a Johnson publication.
Soft Touch listeners can win a prize only once in a 60-day period. One winner per family per household, please. Employees and their families of Johnson Publishing and its subsidiaries are not eligible to participate in Soft Touch contest. Tickets and prizes must be claimed on assigned days at Johnson Publishing Company, 820 South Michigan Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60605, between the hours of 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. All prizes not claimed on assigned days will be forfeited. Good luck, and keep on listening to the Soft Touch for more chances to win.
Good morning to you. How are you? First day together on this brand new year, brand new decade, brand new day. Let's start off in the small way, okay? It's 10:47, thinking big, however. This is Barbara on a Back to Work Tuesday. It's going to be a short week, okay? Hang tight. We've got more of your favorites. And Happy New Year to you. I hope that you brought yours in safely and soundly. All right. We'll do it right this time. Soft Touch requests at 474-3455. Indiana, 836-1991. We're going to take requests for oldies only, okay?
If you like contemporary gospel music, in Chicago, your heaven is at 106.7. Originally, they signed on with All Request Radio and the call WYEN. But this is what it sounds like today.
Доброе утро, Чикаго! Вы слушаете 106.7 FM WYLL Chicago.
106.7 Chicago's Christian Music FM, WYLL Displays. We're counting down the top 50 songs of 89. That rounds out the top four. That makes us out of the 40s, I should say. And we're ready for the 30s. That was Paul Smith from the album Back to Who I Am at number 40 and Bigger Than Life. We are so glad you've joined us at 2 minutes past 9 o'clock. We're counting down the top 50 songs. We're at number 39. This is a singer and her songwriter teamed up on the second of three duets that we're going to find in the top 50. Here's Kelly Willard along with songwriter Lenny LeBlanc from the album Come and Worship, singing about your steadfast love. 106.7 FM, WILL, the top 50 of 89.
They have a disc jockey who works in Dallas in the mornings and Chicago in the afternoons. It's Chicago's most popular black station, WGCI.
It's 7:22, 22 minutes after 7, and we're going to do some traffic and some news. Right, Shirley?
Right, Bonnie? Dave.
Right, Shirley?
Right, Dave.
Right, you got to go straighten out that car story. Okay, traffic is brought to you by the Regal Theater, where BB and CC... Wait a minute, my head fence is going out. Where BB and CC Winin' and Mom and Pop Winin' with special guest Denise Williams will be on December 30th. Tickets on sale at the Regal Box Office and Ticketmaster, 721-9230. It is 25 minutes on the Ryan from 95th into downtown, a stop and go from the Merge to 71st. It is 724 from the WGCI Sears Tower Shuttle Traffic Center. I'm Bonnie DeShong, and here's Shirley Clark with news.
Okay, thank you, Bonnie. Good morning. Cloudy with flurries, mainly in the morning. Highs 25 to 30 today.
It's 725. I'm Bonnie DeShong, in for J.J. Jackson on 107.5 WGCI.
Power 107.5 WGCI, 729, 31 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. Good morning, this is Banks & Company. I'm Jammin' Dave Michael, sitting in for Doug Banks and the Power Lines. They're wide open right now at 5914-GCI. Give us a call. Let us know what's on your mind this morning, all right? Here's Taylor Dane on GCI.
107.5 WGCI. Instant request.
Good morning, GCI. What's up?
Good morning, Dave.
Hey.
Would you play Hair or Weed?
Hair. Weed. Hair.
Yeah.
Weed.
Hair. Weed. Hair. Weed. Is it your hair?
You can look good without hair. Truth of the music. Power 107.5 WGCI. Bobby, Jimmy, and the Creators. Hair, weave.
Now, Dave, tell me.
What?
Have you ever dated a girl who had a weave?
So how's the weather outside?
From beautiful, prestigious Flossmoor, Illinois, this is Mark Marino for the DX Audio Service.
Well, thanks, Mark. It's been fun, but I think we're all Chicago'd out here at Marcoscope. Now, coming up next month, Birmingham. I better practice up on my drawl. And now, here's that guy who just keeps popping up all over your cassettes, John Bowker.
Thanks, Phil. Historical Moments in Radio, recalling moments in the development of modern radio broadcasting, brought to you by the National Radio Club. Hello again, I'm John Bowker, and this month we're going to be talking about some of the new stations that came on the air during the months of June over the years. We'll touch on international shortwave broadcasting. But I want to start this month by reading a few passages from a book given me by a fellow in Princeton, New Jersey, who learned of the DX Audio Service through a friend, and who offered me the book on WGN's history in exchange for some phonograph records I've collected over the years. I got rid of 250 pounds of records and picked up a 13-ounce book just in time for the moving van to come to our house. Here's how the book starts. Early in this century, thousands of Americans began to listen and to chatter in telegraphic code. At the end of the First World War, these ardent amateurs flocked to radio sets operated by the new vacuum tubes. They were the first mass audience, alert, ingenious, receptive, and enthusiastic. What did they want to hear on the radio? Why, news, information, and entertainment. The years 1921, 22, and 23 saw the emergence of the studio orchestra on radio, the dramatic show, the remote dance band, comic teams, and the kiddies hour, along with sound effects and innumerable variations of the interview and public affairs programs. In Chicago, the first radio station was KYW. It came on the air in December 1921. The Chicago Tribune newspaper agreed for a brief period to supply news and market reports for this Westinghouse station broadcasts, and they included Grand Opera, too. Chicago's, they listened on as many as 20,000 radio sets in that one city. Meanwhile, other stations in Chicago began broadcasting, among them WGU, later to become WMAQ, the National Broadcasting Company outlet later sold back to Westinghouse. WAAF beamed to a rural audience, and WEBH, later WJAZ, and, for a time, WGN. In May 1922, WDAP began operations from the Wrigley Tower on Michigan Avenue in downtown Chicago, and it was to have an even more significant role in the ultimate WGN story. For 3 months, they were on the air, broadcasting dance music, talks, and even three concerts of opera a week. And then came July 1923, and a tornado scattered the WDAP antenna, giving them an opportunity to move out of the Wrigley Tower, and they converted two handball courts atop the Drake Hotel in Chicago into the new WDAP studios. The station only owned one microphone. Its single remote control broadcast of dance music from the Drake dining room, of course, called for some agility and ingenuity. Ladies and gentlemen, you will next hear the music of Jack Chapman and his orchestra playing from whatever. Seizing the microphone, the announcer would race downstairs, dash past astonished guest on the bandstand, and pant, "Playing from the dining room of the Drake Hotel, a program already in progress." Chapman's first nighttime dance program increased station mail from 200 to 800 letters a day. The lyrics of a popular song of the day read, "On the Drake Hotel Chicago, run by the Board of Trade, you can be in Troy or Fargo, and a clear connection can be made. From Boston to Alaska, from Frisco to Tennessee, if you want to hear the best on the air, tune to WDAP." The change to WGN call letters occurred in March 1924. A very complicated story we'll put off this month, but we'll bring you up to date later on. Well, it was in June 1939 that the FCC finally lifted its ban on international broadcasting stations. As you know, of course, many years earlier there had been a number of shortwave stations in the U.S. beaming programs overseas, but the FCC had put them all off the air. In 1939, with heavy lobbying and in recognition of a decaying European situation, Washington decided to permit the American point of view to be aired worldwide. But it's interesting to note that 75 days after the new rules went into effect, World War II started. Maybe Chancellor Hitler couldn't take the truth. Well, over the years, June has seen a lot of new stations come on the air. WSEA in Georgetown, Delaware, for instance, and WFBR in Baltimore. The one that really takes the cake, though, is the 570 outlet in Dallas, Texas. 5,000 watts, one of the two cowbell stations. I wonder who remembers what that means. Do you remember the complicated frequency switches between WRR and WBAP went on for many years between 820 and 570 on the dial? Anyway, the predecessor of KLDD at 570 in Dallas came on the air June 26th, 1922. For Historical Moments in Radio, I'm John Bowker.
In November, NBC Radio, now based in Crystal City with sister network Mutual Broadcasting System, both subsidiaries of Los Angeles contemporary music syndicator Westwood One, informed WWRC that it would move its news and TalkNet affiliation to business formatted WPGC-AM in 90 days. WPGC agreed to air the network's newscasts round the clock and carry all network commercials. WWRC aired the cast only overnight and accepted less financial compensation from NBC for commercials sold and broadcast by the network during newscasts. WPGC will also carry NBC's popular TalkNet, featuring weeknight advice from Bruce Williams. However, few will be able to hear the programming. WPGC's 50,000-watt signal drops to 292 watts, beamed westward at night from Morningside, Maryland, so it's barely heard at the Washington Monument grounds. Well, to help solve the problem, WPGC General Manager Ben Hill last week struck a one-year deal with WMET-AM to simulcast WPGC over the Montgomery County station. The arrangement calls for WMET to carry all programming from 5 p.m. to 5 a.m., Hill said. WMET will carry up to 100% of WPGC's programming at WMET's choosing. The station will have two hourly commercials to sell, while WPGC and NBC sell the remaining 8 to 10 per hour. Both stations hope to attract audiences large enough to warrant network compensation For now, WMET, which has experienced financial problems in the past, will sell commercials during shows it produces and by selling blocks of airtime for ethnic programming. This is an experiment. We are blazing new territory, said Hill, describing the deal as the beginning of a, quote, turnkey network. If this works, then I'll look at others. Hill said he has been approached by other AM operators and one FM station in the area about the possibility of creating a regional network. Brenda Berge for the DX Audio Service.
From Billboard Magazine comes news that the FCC favors relaxing ownership rules, but some skeptical about deregulation in a story from Bill Holland. In Washington, D.C., the FCC cited the dramatic changes to today's radio markets and increased competition and financial difficulties in the industry. It has proposed to change or repeal its traditional rules, putting strict limits on station ownership. In the proposals announced on May 9th, the commission outlined options to repeal or relax the rules that prohibit radio station broadcasters from owning more than 12 AM and 12 FM stations and limit the number of stations a broadcaster can own in one market. Despite the unanimous FCC vote on the proposals, several commissioners have expressed some reservations on the deregulation plan. Said veteran Commissioner James Quello, "We must be very careful not to place a disproportionate emphasis on competition and at the expense of the public interest, localism, diversity, or minority entry into ownership." The proposals now are subject to a period of public and congressional comment before implementation. Some members of Congress are monitoring the proposals with a wry eye because of public interest and localism concerns. Many on Capitol Hill are wary about approving deregulation after what they feel were inadequate or misguided attempts in the cable and banking industries. Public interest groups also fear relaxation of ownership rules would take prices beyond the reach of newcomers. In recent years, the FCC has stretched the dial to allow more FM stations to go on the air. Also, the fortunes of AM radio are in the decline, with more going dark every year. The rules were set in place years ago when there were fewer stations. Alfred Sykes, FCC chairman, called the proposals a reality check. Eddie Fritz, president of the National Association of Broadcasters, which represents many radio stations across the country and has pressed the FCC for the rule changes, says there's no question that the marketplace for radio has changed dramatically over the past decade. The addition of nearly 2,000 radio stations combined with the increase in other media outlets has fostered a much more competitive environment. Fritz says a re-examination of the rules is clearly in order. Many broadcasters, particularly radio station group owners, have said that the changes, if implemented, would strengthen radio's position in the media marketplace. The FCC is convinced that relaxation of cross-ownership and one AM and one FM to a market duopoly rules would give broadcasters the means to weather competition and improve their capability to serve the public with stronger bases of operations. As part of the policy review, the Federal Communications Commission is asking for public comments about the controversial simulcast leasing and the time brokerage deals. Under these agreements, station owners that cannot afford to buy more properties arrange with weaker stations in a market to simulcast their signal and jointly sell ads. By including the item in its proposals, the commission is bowing to a recent congressional inquiry into FCC approval of such an agreement. Opponents of simulcasting leasing and time brokerage deals complain that the practices amount to unfair competition and warn that the public in those markets may not be served as well as they might be. Additionally, the commission is seeking comments on a proposal by the NAACP and other minority organizations to increase minority ownership limitations from 14 to 20 AM and FM stations. At this point, the commission is looking into several alternative proposals for each rule change. For example, whether to allow restrictions on how many AM stations an owner may own. One suggestion is for an unlimited number of AMs, but not more than 12 FM stations. Another alternative proposal would place a cap on the total number of stations that any one entity could own, either nationally or in the leading markets. The proposals for revising radio rules are part of a larger undertaking by FCC Chairman Sykes to revamp commission rules attic to basement. A similar proceeding on the rules governing TV ownership stations will take place this summer. Industry insiders expect that the commission will modify the radio rules even if it faces opposition in Congress. The radio cross-ownership and duopoly rules proceedings is expected to take months, and with filings and appeals, no changes are expected until late this year. I should make one correction on the DX Audio Service to something which I said on part one of the DX Audio Service. I gave the name of the program which we have on cassette and through reel-to-reel tape as the DX Audio Service After Dark. Correction on that. It's After Hours. Here I'm staring right at the master tape that we have for duplication and realize that on part one of the DX Audio Service, I gave the wrong information. Everything else is correct. It is a slow-speed cassette, and $3 for the cassette, $7 for the reel-to-reel. But the name, the DX Audio Service After Hours. Yes, we do make mistakes here at the DX Audio Service. I'd also like to make mention through the comments that we had on the action line that you, the membership, is what determines what goes on the market scope. So please, if you do contribute something, be sure to include all radio stations as it seems the membership wants. Phil does not go to all those markets to collect those air checks. All he does is edit them and put them together for us here at the DX Audio Service. You, the membership, that contributes to the market scope. And with that, we're going to wrap up this edition of the DX Audio Service. We'll see you in 30 days with more DX stuff from the National Radio Club. Ta-ta for now. This program was produced in the studios of Great Northern Broadcast Company in Lima, Ohio.